High school drumlines around the country are gearing up for the Percussion World Championships coming up in Ohio. At least one drumline that will be competing tells us they're going to the championships for the first time. And that is the Kingsman Thunder Drumline at Rex Putnam High School in Milwaukee, Oregon. And we're joined now by the director, Renee Ornejama. She wrote to Here and Now, she wrote to our letters inbox, to share how hard her students have worked to get to this point. And we just had to have her come and gush some more. Renee, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having us.
We also have one of the Kingsman Thunder Drumline snare drummers with us, Grant Lord. Grant, welcome to you as well.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So, Renee, I'm going to start with you. For those who haven't seen an indoor drumline performance, it's very visual. Can you describe what it looks like, what it feels like?
Yes, so we compete and perform in a gymnasium. And so there are props involved, there are costumes, and a ton of percussion equipment. So we have a battery, which is your marching field drums. We have snare, bass, tenor drums that are like wearing a drum set. They're very heavy. Mm. And marching cymbals. And then in the front, we have a group of musicians that play mallet instruments, electronics, sometimes drum set players, bass players. And together, we have about 22 kids making a big sound and playing music that's been custom written for ourselves and for competition.
And there's a lot of theatrics, dancing, even kind of acrobatics type stuff. It's amazing.
Yes, it's like runs with drums.
Runs with drums. It's all while playing. You know, talk about why theatrics is so important to this performance.
So our show this year, for example, is called Beyond Dreams. And so the theatrics we have, and sometimes this is called percussion theater because it's involved, a lot of props, which for indoor percussion competitions has really become much more prevalent in the last 10 to 15 years is to have these, lights and props. And, we're moving with drums to a specific dance and choreography. It's supposed to be kind of a feast for the ears and eyes. You know, it's really super fun and loud and exciting. And it's just impossible to be bored when you're watching this show, which lasts a total of about 6 minutes or so.
And how long did it take you for that 6 minutes to write it, to practice it, to choreograph it, to get it to that? Like that 6 minutes, how much work goes into that?
It's pretty much a year-long process for us.
Wow.
Because in this particular area in Oregon, in our school district, there are no marching bands. And so it's kind of like we're the only competitive percussion group. And so I start with the idea of what the show is going to be about pretty much as soon as the next show, as the last show ends. So when we're wrapping up a season, I'm already thinking, what should we do next year? And it's a year-long process.
So Renee, are you the creative genius behind the entire performance?
Genius? I don't know about genius, but I sure have a lot of fun creating the show. And being a percussionist myself and a teacher, it's a way for me to be creative, but also provide an opportunity for kids to get really good at their instruments.
I'm sure now everybody's dying to hear some more of this music. So let's pause for a sec and give the people what they want. Here is the Kingsman Thunder Drumline again. So, Grant, how long have you been playing the snare drum and how long have you been in this percussion performance?
Yeah, so I started playing drums in third grade. Right now I'm a junior in high school. So it's been a big part of my life. And I've really started focusing on snare, among other things, in sixth grade. And I joined the Kingsman Thunder drumline in eighth grade during COVID. It was very difficult. And I've just loved it ever since. It's been my home away from home.
What do you love about it? Talk to us about playing the snare drum.
It's just so, it feels really good. It feels good to get better. It feels good to learn the music and just be one with the instrument, I guess. And as a snare player, you're not so focused on yourself, but you're focused, since you play with others, you're in a line. And the snare drum has such a cutting sound. It cuts through the whole ensemble. And you have to play clean and just know exactly what you're doing in every single beat of the show. And it's just so incredible.
Does that feel kind of fun, or is there like pressure? I mean, like, it's such a grand performance that you're all doing. Like, so many things have to go right.
There is a lots of pressure, but at the same time, you have to have fun with it, or else you're not doing it right.
I mean,
it's hard, but it's so rewarding at the end of the season.
Yeah. So is there something that you can tell us that people, you know, might not understand about what it takes to perform, what it takes to get out there and not just nail your snare drum performance, but be able to nail all the theatrics of it as well?
Well, it's not just going out into a gym or any performance setting and just whacking on something and just being loud. It takes a lots of concentration throughout the whole entire show, and you're not done until 5 minutes after the show even. And it's a constant focus that you have to have throughout the whole entire process. And again, you just have to have fun. And that's the reason we do it.
All right, Grant, so you're heading to this big competition. Now, it's put on by the nonprofit youth organization WGI. It's called the Percussion World Championships. It's in Ohio, and it really celebrates the music and the theatricality of groups like yours. How are you feeling about this big competition coming up?
Oh, I'm very incredibly excited. It's been my lifelong dream to attend this competition as a spectator, let alone performer. And I'm going to see all the groups I've looked up to throughout my years of drumming. And it's just going to be so incredible to perform in the same area as them. And it's going to feel amazing. Like, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I am so excited to have.
Renee, I bet you this has been a dream for you as well. I mean, you built this program at Rex Putnam High School. And now you're going to see the fruits of that payoff. But I'm wondering, what kind of resources did it take to get this off the ground? How did you do it?
Oh, I think we would need a much longer show for that, Deepa.
I imagine grit, just
yes,
sticking
well, the
to
community
it.
Supports this, yes. You know, because we gotta, when we go out to compete, it's a 13-hour day, and we're out there, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, tailgating, and it's like, you know, we're surrounded by 20 other drum lines doing the same thing. And so we got to feed the kids, and donations of prop materials, lighting, you know, so we have a lot of support.
And how big a deal is it, Renee, that your kids are going to this competition in Ohio?
It's a pretty big deal. And I think the Pacific Northwest doesn't really understand, like in other parts of the country, like California, Texas, and some of the other eastern states, you know, where band is normal. And this is a normal thing. But like here we are in Milwaukee, Oregon, going over here to represent this entire area. It's a very big deal. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that I didn't plan it this way, but my son is also in this, and he's a senior, and he's Grant's buddy, so he's also a snare drummer. And what happens with this, you know, culmination of going to Dayton is we want more public awareness of, if you don't know what this is, you should really come out and see it. So, because a lot of people don't understand it. And when we play for people, their mouths hang open, and they go, oh my God, I knew this never existed. And I'm like, yeah, this is normal. This is a normal worldwide thing. It's adjudicated. It's supported. It's been going on for decades. And here in the Northwest, it seems like people just don't know about it. And so it's a big deal for us personally and for me personally, because it took a lot to get to this point with this particular group. But it's also a big deal for the Northwest. And we have a lot of support from even our friendly competitors. They're rooting for us.
Well, maybe now that you've made it so far, you won't have to arm wrestle over time in the gym with all the sports teams. Maybe they'll like throw open those doors for
you
a little more.
I know, I didn't
want
to say it, but yes, the age-old, you know, sports versus arts narrative is alive and well. And, you know, I'd like to see school districts have more of these groups, and I'm already consulting with other schools outside of our district to help them bring up their programs.
Well, Renee, thank you for writing into our letters mailbox to tell us about this, because that's how we learn what's happening, these great things in the community. Renee Orne Jama is director of the Kingsman Thunder Drumline at Rex Putnam High School in Milwaukee, Oregon. And Grant Lord is one of their snare drummers. They're headed to Ohio later next week to perform for the first time in the Percussion World Championships. Renee, Grant, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you. Go see these groups. It's fantastic, and thank you for featuring us.
Thank you so much.